Welcome to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com, where we provide meaningful and informative content about the events that affect market trends and shape global markets.
It's Tuesday, April 9th. You're listening to the Market Common podcast by Mario Sagikiriakos. I'm Christina Marujos, and thank you for joining us at XM.com. The world's oldest safe haven asset has gone on a tear this year, rising more than 13% to reach consecutive new record highs, despite the negative pressure exerted by rising bond yields and a firmer U.S. dollar. Gold has been turbocharged by purchases from central banks, with China leading the charge as the nation seeks to reduce its dependence on the U.S. dollar. Chinese consumers have also gone on a buying spree, searching for protection from the crash in local property and equity markets. Safe haven flows played a role too amidst an unstable geopolitical landscape. In the near term, the risk is that this rally has gone too far, too fast. Momentum oscillators detect extreme overbought conditions, warning of a potential pullback in gold prices. But aside from the rally looking overstretched, the fundamentals still favor gold buyers. Gold represents only about 4% of China's official foreign exchange reserves, so there is lots of scope for these purchases to continue. Similarly, gold can still benefit from falling yields as central banks begin to slash interest rates, particularly if the global economy loses steam. In the FX arena, the Japanese yen continues to languish, trading within striking distance of its lowest levels in 34 years against the U.S. dollar. Despite the Bank of Japan's symbolic rate increase last month, U.S.-Japan yield differentials are still extremely wide, keeping the yen on the ropes. Beyond interest rates, rising oil prices, and the euphoria in stock markets have further suppressed demand for the safe haven Japanese currency. To stop the bleeding, Tokyo has resorted to threatening another round of FX intervention, with Finance Minister Suzuki reiterating today that they won't rule out any options. Yet Suzuki did not use language that would suggest he is ready to pull the intervention trigger, such as describing FX moves as excessive or one-sided. So even though the verbal warnings have intensified, it doesn't seem like Tokyo will step in to defend the 152 region in dollar-yen. This view is shared by the options market, where implied FX volatility has remained fairly low, indicating that traders are not betting on any massive yen moves in the immediate future. Instead, the real danger zone for intervention might be closer to the 155-156 in dollar-yen, although the speed of any such move will be infinitely important. The faster the depreciation, the higher the risk of intervention. Meanwhile, the U.S. dollar took a step back on Monday without much news to speak of. Tomorrow's CPI prints will be crucial for the greenback, as the persistence of inflationary pressures will go a long way in deciding whether the Fed will cut rates in June. Shares on Wall Street traded sideways, waiting for fresh catalysts to drive the action, such as the upcoming CPI data and the earnings season. Finally, in New Zealand, the Reserve Bank will conclude its meeting early on Wednesday. No action is expected, so the Kiwi dollar could remain at the mercy of China developments. This was today's Market Comment podcast at XM.com.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com. For more in-depth technical and fundamental analysis, be sure to visit www.xm.com/research.